Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When you turn the ball over as much as we did tonight, that's the story of the game. You know, we've got to do it. We just can't do it. You can't do it if you want to win football games.
So that's John Harbaugh when asked if Lamar Jackson looked like Lamar Jackson. For his part, Lamar was 17 of 32, no touchdowns, one interception, two fumbles. If I'm looking, and I'm really stretching here, if there's a positive, he seemed more willing to want to run the football in this football game than he did since maybe Minnesota. But, man, he was missing layups. He had no ball sense of ball security.
Nope.
This looked like rookie Lamar Jackson in some ways. It was
bad. He looked
bad.
Shook. He looked shaken. Again, what the physical maladies, which I think are largely still there, and maybe he got shot up a little differently for this one, but it's clear he wanted to try to show off what he could do outside of the pocket early on. And I thought it looked better than it had. I thought he looked a little more spry, a little more agile, but nowhere close to his old self. And I think the overcompensating for this or that has now thrown his fundamentals way off. And I don't think he trusts anything that's happening in front of him whatsoever. And even the second interception where bodies are being pushed back into him and the ball's tipped. I mean, he can't completely.
By the way, he's got a touchdown if he gets a little lift on that ball.
Yeah. I just think the whole thing is sort of cratering inward. So no, I don't like his production right now. I don't like what I see on the injury report throughout the week. I don't like what others are and aren't doing for him. I don't like some of his visible frustration. I don't see an easy way out of this. The facing the Cincinnati Bengals, hey, they were on short rest too. Short rest for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who had to travel to you. And you can study the numbers historically. Teams that are favored by 7 or more points at home this late in the year on a Thursday night, that's money in the bank.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a get off the mat spot. The schedule will start getting more difficult. And I don't know. It's just so funny. A year ago, you think they could beat you in any personnel grouping you want. I can tell you this. I don't think going back and playing 50% of your snaps in 11 is going to be the way to go that much further. I wouldn't try that at Cincinnati, but I think the biggest issue is I don't think Lamar, when a play comes into his head, I think the first thing that goes through his mind right now is, how are we going to F this up?
Well, the Bengals had their second highest pressure rate in a game this season against the Ravens. And Ken, you mentioned it. He's missing layups. And right now, that's probably the most troublesome part of his game, where it's one thing that he's already hampered and he doesn't have the running ability that he has when he's healthy, and that significantly impacts this offense. But when you're missing easy swing passes to Keaton Mitchell,
throw it to the ground,
or Zay Flowers on a third down out route where he's throwing it into the stands, where that's an easy pitch and catch for a conversion on a third down, that is really troublesome. And you look over these last three games where he's completing 55% of his passes. He's got 3 interceptions, 2 lost fumbles, 0 touchdown passes. It's the first time in his career he's gone 3 straight games with 0 touchdowns.
0 touchdowns, period. No rushing either.
Yeah, that's a good point. And prior to that, he had a streak of 30 consecutive games with a touchdown pass. So right now we're so used to Lamar putting on the cape. And John was saying, and rightfully so, during the five-game winning streak, he's playing winning football. He's this is not winning football. It's bringing the team down.
His decision-making is off as well. And what I mean there is, like last year, it seemed like he always made the right call on an RPO. And I mentioned, okay, he looked more willing to run. But two plays before he throws the tip ball pick, he runs an RPO with Derrick Henry, and he keeps it for a yard. You or I could have ran through that hole and possibly get a touch. And Derrick Henry was visibly upset that he kept that, because Derrick Henry had a monster hole, and Lamar kept it. Like that, when Lamar is right, he seemingly always makes the right decision on those things, and he decided to keep that there.
I feel like in some weird ways we're kind of back. You just look at the body language and you listen to the press conferences. I kind of feel like this reminds me of some late era Greg Roman, where he's like, I mean, they never really did that on film before. Like I don't see them doing that against anybody else. Like the Bengals blitzed him 30% of the time. For the season, they blitzed 20% of the time. That's a massive difference. Second highest blitz rate of the season. And it got to him because I think it's in his head and he knows one of these five guys in front of me is probably going to screw up. And now I also don't have Justice Hill to help clean up their mess. Like,
but what about getting the ball, getting rid of it quick?
They're going to keep seeing, people are going to keep changing their spots against them and blitzing them early with abandon until it's 17-10 at the half or 21-0 at the half. And they actually show that they can fight through it. Now you can tell me, well, if a guy doesn't fumble here and a guy and I get all that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
But it almost, to me, makes it worse because it should have happened and it didn't. And now from the mental standpoint, I just wonder if it's almost like a foregone conclusion. Like, I don't think they think they're a very good offense, and you know what? They're not a very good offense.
No, and Cincy, they were playing a ton of single high safety. Like you said, you saw a lot of cover zero blitz as well. And Lamar, when he's right, especially over the past year and a half, he's been killing the blitz, but he was really bad against it. He was 3 of 11, 69 yards,
yeah,
a pick, and a sack. That's nowhere near good enough.
Now, he was frankly bad.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, is he going to be able, this is the last time he gets extra time off. So he played Thursday, not playing again, home game next Sunday. Is he able to get back some semblance of who he is? And we know the problems. There's no Justice Hill. The line's not very good. Heck, Bone and I are watching the game sitting up. You can see there's multiple plays where the receivers get no separation. Yeah. Like he's looking, there's nobody open.
Yeah.
So is Lamar...
And this is the game where Bateman comes back, so yes, you should have at least the decoy to take the top off.
By the way, there was a play. He threw some weird moon ball to Zay, and Bateman's wide open on the other side. He never looked at him. And you could see Bateman kind of frustrated coming off the field. So I don't know that, like, is Lamar able to get into a good headspace at least as they head against Pittsburgh next Sunday?
Well, this is one thing we know about the Steelers, and that's a bad football team, and that's an inconsistent football team. But you often find when a team gets unmasked to the degree they did, where they literally run one James Cook rushing play from the first snap to the last.
It's embarrassing.
And Romo's calling it out before it happens. And they set a new record for most rushing yards by an opponent in that stadium and most rushing yards against the Steelers in 40 years. And everybody's pissed off. I would think at least in the first half, and the first half's been very problematic for the Ravens, that you get whatever the best of Hayward is and Watt is and Highsmith is. It might not be much. Yeah. It might not be much. But I think you might be running into a little bit of a buzzsaw there.
I would think so, too. But it's also this. They forced the second most turnovers in football this year. The defense sucks. They're bad. But they take the ball away, and that's the reason why they were in that football game in the first half, is because they got two turnovers off the Bills. Ravens are coming off a game in which they had five giveaways. So that's a serious factor on Sunday, too.
It's a battle of crappy football teams Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium.
Trade the coaches.
Ravens, we go back to that.
Trade the coaches.
Ravens and Steelers.
Change the culture. Different vibes.
Yeah.
I want Mike. Could you imagine Mike Tomlin four days a week for like half the year talking?
Oh, man.
I think you got to move
on. What would we call that? I can almost come up with a name for the segment. By the time we come back after commercial, I'll have a name for the segment.
By the way, we're taking your phone calls
that
coming up at 2:45.
Maybe it will.
410-583-1057. Who are you blaming? Can Lamar get it back? We'll talk to you at 2:45. But coming up next.
I got it.
Six-pack time.
Spilling the tea with Coach T. Huh? What do you think about that? We get like a Lipton or a Nesty sponsor? Well, we don't get any sponsors.
That's not bad. Not a bad idea. Nesty Plunge, remember that?
Spilling the tea.
Yeah. Six-pack.
Coach Tomlin tells you what's going on with his Ravens.
Defensive observations, and quite frankly, they were offensive. We'll give you ours next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.